ready for this? Howdy, folks. Let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. We got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to another episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. Why can we never get this right? Are we on episode 84? I think we're on episode 84.
Sure.
God, imagine this is your first time listening to the podcast, and it's like, these guys can't even get their freaking episodes right. I'm going to stay tuning in because it's going to sound...
We've been doing it so long, you know, they all just run together.
It's going to be a chaotic episode if they can't even get the episode right.
Oh, it'll be chaotic. Right. That's a fact.
I know. I am your host, as always, Chris Mitchum, the proud manager of Team Fairlife with the usual ragtag group. We have Aaron, the owner of the Sun God Squad, here with us today.
That's got a nice little ring to it. I like that. I know.
It rolls off the tongue pretty well.
It does.
And, of course, joining us virtually, Tim Rader, the owner of Close But No Jamar.
How are we doing, people? Always virtual. Always sick. Kids are gross.
Children, man. Children. Gotta love them. All right. Well, it is the evening of October 10th, 2024. It is a Thursday. As we are recording this, the Niners and Seahawks are at halftime of their game. Niners up 16-3. So Tim is on football duty. He's the only one with the game on in front of him. So we may hear from him from time to time with some updates on that game. But I say this all the time, but it's actually true this week. We have a pack show for you this week. We have a trade ring. Three trades happened this week, ladies and gentlemen, that we are going to get into. Then we have the week five review. We have the latest power rankings for you. The This League guarantee. I have some explaining to do, unfortunately. And then the week six preview. Drink of the week. Aaron, I'll start with you. What are we sipping on?
Been waiting for this moment. It is the very last Spotted Cow that I have from the lake house.
Oh,
that was explosive.
So she said.
It started bubbling up.
Oh, yeah.
But it was real good.
Excellent. In the nice koozie, I see.
Yes.
What about you, Chris? What are you sipping? I'm going with Old Reliable, baby. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Ah, hits the spot every time. Tim, what are we sipping on?
Yeah, we're still
whiskey, alcohol.
Right in the
let's go
Oktoberfest season.
We're all getting hammered.
It's coming to a close, but Oktoberfest is fall. It's all fall long for me.
Oh, you still got what is that? How many days are left in October? 21 days until you have to stop drinking Oktoberfest. And yeah. you can drink them in November too, as long as when it's fall.
Come on,
baby, you still got some time. All right, well, that was your drink of the week, and I'll tell you guys what, I'm coming into this pod a little cranky because I lost. And I don't know about you guys, this whole fantasy football season so far, I have been on top of the world because I'm in other leagues that have even higher stakes, more money on the line, but I've been winning in this league, so I've been like, dude, I love fantasy football. It's great. This game is awesome. And then as soon as I lose, I have been miserable to be around this week.
Nobody wants to hang out with you.
This league means so much to me. Like, literally, I'm in leagues that you, like, triple the buy-in. But it's like, I don't really care. Like, I could go 0-13 in that league. I don't care. But if I win in this league, it's all that matters. And I'm in a good mood. So I don't know about you guys, but, like, this league dictates my life.
Yes.
100%. My favorite was the text you sent me. When Joe Flacco's going off, throws a deep bomb, and your Alyssa's over there like, why are you upset? The Colts just scored.
Like, you don't understand.
Like, you don't understand that Tim picked up Joe Flacco.
I couldn't believe it, man. That was the most frustrating game to watch. And we lost. We could have at least won with Joe Flacco popping off.
This league means so much more. So much more.
Honestly, like, I had to wear my emotions on my sleeve. Like, that was the ultimate test of, like, do you care about the Colts or do you care about this league more? I was really pissed off whenever we hit back-to-back bombs by Joe Flacco. I was so upset.
Look what fantasy football is doing to you. It's what it's doing to all of us.
I know. So I've been miserable to be around this week, and I hope it doesn't come across on the pod. But
I love the playoffs because that's the only time during the year where I can just watch football for just playoffs.
That's true. That's true. No stress football is nice. It's nice. So just want to get that out and in the air before we move on. I'll try my best to be happy and jolly, but goodness, I don't like losing. I don't like losing. All right. Well, first things first, and before we get into the review, we had two trades occur before week five, and then we have one that occurred just today. So we are going to dive into all three of those in the This League trade ring. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Let's do it.
The This League trade ring.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not familiar with the This League trade ring, how it goes down, two teams enter into the ring in a trade, and the three of us, we will count down from three, and we will vote on who we think won the trade. We don't just take into account win now, we take into account future plans, draft picks, if you're rebuilding, all that kind of jazz. We try to take into account every element to come up with the winner of a trade. And we will just dive right in to, I would say this is probably the main event. We're going to, actually, let's save it for the last. This is the undercard. We'll start with the undercard first. So in the first matchup, it is Aaron and the Sun God Squad taking on Don and Njigba's in Paris. Don made a trade, everybody. Don made a trade. Give it up. Give it up. Put the good work, man. It's fun. It's fun. So your first trade happened before week six. Don receives running back J.K. Dobbins from the Los Angeles Chargers, and Aaron receives a 2025 second-round pick, and it is Don's 25 second-round pick, so it'll probably be a pretty good value there. So Aaron receives Don's 2025 second. Don receives J.K. Dobbins. Tim, it's just us two to decide this one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do this. And three, two, one. It's Aaron.
Aaron?
It's Aaron. All right. Yeah. Two for two for Aaron. Well done, sir. Tim, you sounded a little uncertain. I was pretty confident it's Aaron, but what's the thinking there?
You know, a little conservative just because I'm proud of Don.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Proud of him for making a move. Dobbins for a second, the value doesn't seem off, but I mean, Don's, what, 0-5?
Mm-hmm.
Too little, too late, maybe.
Yeah, for a player that's he solved the problem. Yeah, I mean, he solved the problem. Who's Tony Pollard, and he was starting.
He has Justice Hill.
Yeah, Justice Hill. He was starting. Yeah.
Which is an upgrade.
It certainly is an upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely.
He gets Jonathan Brooks back.
He does. I forgot about that. He's lurking. So, yeah, I mean, if Don was trying to make a push for the playoffs this year, I mean, I would argue, and I think that line of thinking will come back in another trade that we will discuss here soon. But, yeah, I said Aaron. I think that 2025 second, if you want to say that's a top four pick, you know, just look at the picks we had in the top four in the second round last year. You know, Jane Daniels is in there. Ladd McConkey is in there. A lot of guys that people like. So those high second round picks, I would say, are pretty valuable. We will go on to the next trade that actually occurred today. So this is post week six, and that's important to remember as we get into the reviews. It was between your boy, Team Fairlife, and Hayden, and Tua Infinity and Bijan. Obviously, when I count down, it will be Aaron and Tim making the decision here. But I received a 2025 second, which is Anthony's 2025 second. And Hayden receives Justin Fields, the quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and a 2026 third, which is my 2026 third, which will be the 310. So congrats to Hayden there. So I receive a 2025 second. Hayden receives Justin Fields and the 310. So we will now throw it over to Tim and Aaron. Gentlemen, do you have your decision ready? I actually have no idea where this one's going to go. So
I do excited. Actually have mine ready.
All right.
I'll let you know when the word name comes out of my mouth.
All right. Here we go. Your decision in three, two, one.
Hayden.
Hayden.
All right.
Yeah.
Congrats to Hayden. 2-0 there. Aaron, I'll throw it over to you. Was it close, or you sounded pretty confident?
So, for the record, I do think this is... I told this to pre-pod as well. I do think this was a good trade for Chris. He doesn't have a ton of 2025 draft capital. It's still a second-round pick. Anthony, I could see this even being as high as a mid-second, which I think makes it a little more attractive. The reason, though, that I have Hayden winning it is because this means so much more for him. Justin Fields is going to be a huge upgrade over Patrick Mahomes, which...
Say that again?
Justin Fields, for fantasy purposes, will be a huge upgrade over Patrick Mahomes. Because Pat Mahomes is really not that good for fantasy football. He's just not. And Tua, we expect him to be back later in the season, but we don't know how long that is. And Hayden is in a pivotal point where he's got to start stacking wins. Losing to me in the way he did, we'll get into it.
Oh, God.
That is backbreaking because I'm starting... I mean, we'll get into it later. But anyway, I think Justin Fields is going to keep the starting role. He is gambling a little bit with Russ Wilson and, you know, maybe some controversy there, but... To get that and then also even a 26th third, which, you know, occasionally thirds can turn into something. So I like it for him a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said, Aaron. I was kind of a little less confident because I do like the trade for Chris because what's Justin Fields doing on a team with Josh Allen and Jaden Daniels? Mm-hmm. Move him. While he has value, move him because – any day now, the Steelers could be like, you know what? Let's kick the tires on old Russ Wilson.
I think they will. I think they have to. Yeah.
Like, yeah. So, like, I like it for you to get the move, but I also agree with Aaron. Like, this is Hayden kind of, you know, not pushing all the chips in, but, like, making a move that he says, like, it's probably going to be a starting quarterback for at least 2, maybe 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I will say Hayden said this is basically stopgap until Tua gets back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, that makes sense. I would say, giving away a second to try and get some dubs to kind of solidify that playoff position. So that was the second matchup that goes to Hayden. Congratulations, sir. We now move on to the main card, ladies and gentlemen. It involves a first. It involves a top 12 wide receiver right now. So let's get into it. It's between Aaron and the Sun God Squad and Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth. And I think this was a significant trade that sees two teams moving in two different directions. We have Aaron and the Sun God Squad receiving Anthony's 2025 first round pick. 2025 first round pick going to the Sun God Squad. Anthony receives Stephon Diggs and a 2026 third round, which I assume is Aaron's. So that is the trade. 2025 first goes to Aaron. Stephon Diggs and a 2026 third goes to Anthony. Timothy, I have my winner. Do you have yours?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's do it. The winner of the main card between Aaron and Anthony. 3, 2, 1. Anthony.
Aaron.
Okay.
Ooh, split decision. Okay.
All right. Does this end with like a split decision by the judges, a tie?
Maybe.
Yeah, I know.
I'm biased, though.
That's true. I'll go first. If you made this trade last week, 2 weeks ago, beginning of the season, like, yeah, I'd be like, Anthony, what are you doing? What are you doing? But I think the timeliness of this trade, he wouldn't have won this week against Clayton if it wasn't for this trade. Mm-hmm. Sorry to spoil something in the review there. And this is, I mean, we can applaud Aaron for saying, hey, get rid of the old guy. That in combination with J.K. Dobbins, respectfully, I think that knocks out most chances you had of competing. I mean, anything can happen if you make the playoffs, but you have a pretty good chance of doing that. But I would say when it comes to like the upper echelon of the league, that kind of knocked you out of the contention there. So for as much as we can applaud you for trading away an old aging asset in Stephon Diggs, I think we have to applaud Anthony for saying, dude, I'm not out of this. Let's keep going. I needed that trade to beat Clayton. And I think if Stephon Diggs keeps at that level with Nico Collins going on IR, even with all three of them there, he was still producing wide receiver one numbers. So I think we have to applaud Anthony as much as we are Aaron of saying, I have a team that can win, as you saw last year. Travis Kelce's turning it back on a little bit in the last couple weeks. This is him saying, we're going forward again. And I like the move. I think it's a good move to get. So, Tim, I'll throw it over to you. I think the argument for Aaron's probably a little easier, but I'll throw it over to you anyways.
Yeah. For Aaron, it's more of a, this is what you want to do, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of telegraphing to the league, you know, we're going for a little bit of a reset, value in picks, giving up Dobbins, giving up Diggs in the same week. I don't know. The Nico Collins things makes me just ever so slightly less confident.
Yeah.
But I'm just not a Diggs believer. Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm a hater, but to be able to still get a first out of him, where I think last year you traded to acquire Diggs, it was a first and T. Higgins.
Yeah. And I think also maybe even a second.
Really?
Okay.
So that was just last year. I pushed all the chips in for Diggs, and literally the week I traded him was when he fell off. Or traded for him.
Yeah. Stinks.
Yeah, last year Diggs and this year Diggs look different. But I don't know. I like getting the first. I like 2025 for Aaron too, you know, saying quick turnaround, not, you know, stacking 27s and 26s, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron, real quick, any background on the negotiations there that you'd like to share?
Dude, this was a battle back and forth. I mean, Anthony was wavering back and forth. The trade initially was just Diggs for a 25 first, and then we started talking about other pieces on my team to like package in because he had more interest in other guys than just Stephon, and we couldn't get to an agreement there, and then it went back to just Diggs for a first, and he was like, I just don't know if I can pull the trigger here, and I basically had to just like lay it out for him of, I think you need Diggs mm-hmm. to essentially like keep going in the league.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
Because Keenan Allen isn't going to get it done for you.
Zay's like, been kind of disappointing.
And basically after I laid it out for him, he's like, you sold me. And he was like, but I need a little bit more to really pull the trigger. So that's where the third came in. I was like, I can give you a third on top. And so finally we got it done. But it was about a 2-day, 3-day process.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Thanks for coming to another round of the This League Trade Ring.
Do you have a Stone Cold Steve Austin drop? Glass Shatter?
I do not. Why is that?
Play the drop!
There might be a fourth trade to review here.
Oh, no way. No way. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it.
You thought you had the main event.
Okay, what is it? Did it go through? What just happened? All right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
We've had this queued up since like Monday.
Holy crap. Guys, this is so unfair because you know who the judge of this one is? It's me.
Just you.
It's me.
Hey, wow. Read it aloud. Read it aloud for the folks listening.
Okay. This is probably how I'm going to dissect it too. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, in case you didn't figure it out, we have a trade. Between Tim and Close But No Jamar and Aaron and the Sun God Squad. And here we go. Literally hot off the presses. Tim receives running back Saquon Barkley. Oh, no. Wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Jesus Christ. Raheem Mostert and a 2025 second. That is Zach's. So that's pretty valuable there. Pretty valuable. Tim gets Tyreek Hill, Saquon Barkley, Raheem Mostert, and a 2025 second. Aaron receives Isaiah Pacheco, A.J. Brown, Rome Odunze, and a 2025 third.
And which is mine.
Which is Aaron's
2025 third.
And I'm going to suck now. Wow. Wow. Dude, I don't... Okay.
Probably to put you on the spot is tough because this requires dissection.
I'll go with my gut. My first reaction to this trade, Tim's the winner.
Okay,
that's my first gut reaction.
You like gut reactions? You like them?
It's obviously this is a win now versus win later move, I would say. You don't trade for Raheem Mostert and Saquon Barkley and Tyreek Hill unless you're trying to win now. So I think Tyreek is going to turn it on once Tua gets back. I think Saquon, I mean, he's literally the RB3 right now, but that's with a bye week, so that's pretty impressive. And then for Aaron, you know, Roma Dunze, future piece. A.J. Brown, you might not think of as a future piece, but ultimately he is 3 years younger than Tyreek Hill, so that you could do that. And then Pacheco, I mean, honestly kind of similar to the A.J. Brown-Tyreek Hill thing where you have Isaiah Pacheco, who's 25, Saquon Barkley, who's 27. So you get 2 years younger there. Honestly, what I think might swing me is that 2025 second. I think that could be really valuable in a class that we all expect to be really good. So I think that on top of all of those things is kind of what swung me. And now I'm really pissed because Tim's going to be even better now, especially towards the end of the year.
Goodness. You want me to give you my breakdown and then we'll do Aaron's?
Yeah, sure. Let's knock it out fairly quickly so this isn't an hour and a half long episode.
Yes, sir. So we this was a couple weeks in the working, I would say.
I believe it.
And for me, the way I view this is trading A.J. Brown for Saquon. Because I would do that. Running backs are not my strongest point. And A.J. Brown, like, long-term, he's going to be fine, but just the early hamstring injury just leaves me just slightly concerned for this year. And the other trade would then be Odunze, Pacheco, and a third for Tyreek, Mostert, and a second, which I love the trade for Aaron. I think getting Odunze to stack with Caleb Williams for the future.
Oh, that's hot. Boom. I think about that.
That's locked in for 10 years. Pacheco, Aaron and I were probably two of the highest dudes on him all offseason going into the year. I just don't know that I can play him this year, even coming back from an injury. He's probably going to split time with Kareem Hunt. Long term, he's fine, but this year, I don't think he can play. And then A.J. Brown, sad to see him go, but to get some fairness back, it had to happen.
Yeah. God, all right. Aaron, your explanation?
Yeah, so I was at a pivotal point where I had already traded away Diggs and J.K. Dobbins and was looking at my roster and was like, I can't win it. I made that decision. I was like, I don't think that my roster, I can't wait on Tua to get back, and I'm going to continue to, win by getting 93 points. I know I had people on bye, and Saquon's a stud and all of that stuff, but eventually, I just needed to upend my roster, and I felt like A.J. Brown was a good pivotal piece to get younger with. I still think he's like a top seven dynasty wide receiver.
Yeah.
Pair him with A.J. Brown. I have a locked and loaded RB2, potentially RB1 next year, and Isaiah Pacheco. And then I also get Roma Dunze, which Keenan Allen, in my opinion, will not be on the team next year.
Yeah, and Caleb Williams is starting to look like Caleb Williams.
And if I can have the wide receiver two in that offense, he's going to produce. He'll be flex appeal. I think Ladd McConkey comes in next year and is also a great flex piece. I now have two firsts. I have two early seconds. I'm basically soft rebuild, just going to try to be really good for next year.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, well, be sure you guys set your lineup before the preview so I know what I'm freaking doing, because we got to redo our notes. This is going to just put this pot off the rails more than it already is. So, well, goodness gracious. Well, if you're out there, this league_pod, let us know what you think of it. Jesus Christ. That really is the main event. Wow.
And I feel good about it, too, because it accomplishes what Tim and I both want to do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I think Tim, off the cuff again, I have to kind of digest it, but I mean, you replace, you know, A.J. Brown and Pacheco with Barkley and a prime Tyreek in your win now lineup. That's an upgrade.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of the goal.
It's a gamble on Tua, right? But yeah. assuming everybody's full health in the trade, those two roster replacements I would do for a win now all in type of year.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Quite the trade ring. That reminds me.
Boom! Hit him with the boom!
Double chocolate cookie. That reminds me. When was it? That was when we were breaking down the Sam Laporta Dallas Goedert trade, and Stretch came into the trade ring out of nowhere. Like I brought him in. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah,
that was fun. I had the Stone Cold one. Yeah, you guys are like, what is happening? You guys just pulled a fast one on me. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. All right. Well, it's going to be tough to beat that, but we have actual football to talk about. So that was your trade ring. Thank you for joining us. Congrats to Aaron and Anthony for the split decision. Congrats to Aaron on the second pick. Congrats to Hayden on Justin Fields. And congrats to Tim for putting his money where his mouth is. So let's get in to the Week 5 review. This week was fun, man. And I don't say that about every week. Some weeks kind of suck. A lot of blowouts, not a lot of good matchups. But this week was a lot of fun. Similar to last week, I would say we had three games come down to Monday Night Football. It was a close one. And we have some significant teams getting knocked off and some significant teams who needed a win got it done. So we will just jump right in here and start with the Red Rocket and Clayton coming into this one at 1-3, taking on Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth coming into this one at 2-2.
And holy fireworks.
For real.
They're
unbelievable.
Points galore across the board here in this matchup. I mean, you had Anthony, who had just gotten off a nice victory, and you have Clayton, who just, I think that was after the guys had rode him, and we ride him again this week.
We did.
Wow, just putting up points. Clayton, you had Drake London on, that was Thursday Night Football.
Mm-hmm. I'll ride a guy who puts up 146 every week. Mm-hmm. I'll ride that every week.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, easily. Drake London, 12 catches, 154 yards and a touchdown. Brock Bowers had a touchdown, should have had two. Brian Thomas Jr. went off against the Colts, scored a touchdown. 146 points. That is beyond solid. And yet Joe Burrow on the bench with 44 points. Anthony on the other side, talk about fireworks. Lamar Jackson in that same game, Bengals Ravens, 39.5 points.
Ooh.
You get Chuba in the end zone, Trey Sermon in the end zone. Points for Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Zay Flowers coming back to life. And then the biggest key point is Travis Kelce sans Rashee Rice.
How about that?
9 catches for 70 yards, 16 points out of the tight end spot. Is juicy.
That's nice.
His points across the board, his lowest scoring player was Amari Cooper with 10. Whereas for Clayton, the running backs just continue to hold him back.
Yeah.
Ty Chandler with 5.9 and Bucky Irving with 4.6. Saquon would have looked good on this roster, I just got to say. Anthony wins this one 163 to 146.
I said it last week, but just imagine this team with a running back. Like, just go get, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, boost or do trade collusion, but just like go get Kareem Hunt, you know, a guy that's just, I mean, honestly,
for
it's
a third,
like, it's people like that.
Najee Harris.
Yeah. It's people like that. That's just like, if you were to plug that into your lineup, you win this week. You probably beat me last week. Just like, just go get a cheap, nasty running back
and win games. With that, Clayton falls to 1-4, and Anthony goes to 3-2.
He is maybe the sexiest 1-4 team I've ever seen. I will say that. He's a lot of fun. All right. You know what's not a lot of fun? This next game. We had Aaron and the Sun God Squad taking on Hayden and Into Infinity and Bijan. Aaron came into this one at 2-2. Hayden came into this one at 3-3. 3-1, excuse me. Remember, folks, before this game, Aaron traded away J.K. Dobbins. Aaron traded away Stephon Diggs. So who's he got rolling out here in this game? Jeremy McNichols.
Yeah, I do.
We called it out last week. 7 carries, 44 yards, and a touchdown. How about that? What a call. But, I mean, we have Alan Lazard, Trey Tucker, freaking Juwan Jennings, right? You and Tyreek Hill with no Tua. Raheem Mostert with no Tua. Like, okay. This lineup, right? You're taking on a lineup with Travis Etienne, Bijan Robinson, Debo, Derrick Henry, Patrick Mahomes. And I hate this. Like, and this is why it's so frustrating. Like, I'm sure Clayton would have loved to play one of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I would have loved to play one of you guys. Aaron wins 93-90.
Yeah, I do.
Bro, what? And I will say, though, I think Aaron, we are kind of know what his team's going to be, especially after the trade we just went through. But, like, I think this is more red flags for Haven. I mean, you didn't have bye weeks to blame. You had Jahmyr Gibbs on bye. That's it. Nobody got you above 16 points. And this was an exclamation point that Patrick Mahomes is no longer a top 12 quarterback. Not even top 12. If you came down to Monday night, he was down by 16 points. Patrick Mahomes can't get you 17 points. Patrick Mahomes, and it's you lose.
Sad. It's really sad.
You lose. You got beat by Jeremy McNichols. So, I mean, that's all I got for this game. I hated this game. I can't believe Aaron won. Hayden, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself why you got beat by Jeremy McNichols. I'll leave it there. Final score, 93-90.
I will share you one text that I got from Hayden, and I've not heard from him since. Okay. FYI, I will not be listening to the pod this week and will be MIA until further notice. With a saluting emoji.
He should. God, that game sucked. So much so that we're just going to move on, because who wants to hear from that game anymore? We're going to move on to a game that was more entertaining than that one, and we had Zach and Dawn in it. Yeah, Aaron. Yeah. How's that feel?
Feels great.
Zach came into this one at 2-2, playing Dawn, already sent home 0-4.
Well, fellas, if there's one thing I know about the Colts is that when Joe Flacco gets a start, good things happen for Colts, Josh Downs. Colts.
Sure do.
I was smashing Josh Downs prop bets all over the place last Sunday, and they were paying dividends, let me tell you. Solid performance from him. Looks really good in the lineup there for Zach, especially if Joe Flacco continues to get the starts with AR out of the lineup. MHJ, though, not so much.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll probably talk more about him in the previews.
Yeah. Panic meter for him. I'd be curious when we get to the previews what your guys' panic meter is on him. So definitely be thinking about that. Wandale, quietly, I think, is being a dependable flex for him, continuing to just be a PPR machine, really, getting over 10 points the last couple of weeks. Deontay Johnson, man, those were the days. Those were the days. But now he's injured, and just it's the Panthers. It's the curse that they have. Honestly, for Zach, I might say that Colby Parkinson might have won him the week.
Ho.
I'm just kidding. I mean, almost 13 points from a tight end in this economy?
Yeah, that's true.
That's elite production. Breece Hall, fellas. Yikes.
Yeah.
Ugh. That's all I got to say there. For Don, Chris Olave, do something. What are we doing, dude? This guy's a first-round pick. He should be blossoming in his, what, is this his fourth year?
Third year?
Yeah. I mean, you got to think you're going to see it eventually, right? I mean, that's just frustrating. Tyler Kraft, though. He tried his darndest.
He sure did.
To keep Don in this game and almost pulled it out single-handedly for him. I mean, 24 points, that was big time. I'll tell you what's not big time. The RBs failed Don again big time. Madison and Hill combining for less than 15 points. Flex pieces were solid, just not enough, though. Low-scoring game throughout for both of them. Final score in a close one. Zach pulls it out 101-97.
Yeah, this also came down to Monday night. I know Zach was sweating out Chris Olave and Xavier Worthy on Monday Night Football, but he wins by 4. He improves to 3-2. Don falls to 0-5. The win watch for Don continues. So we move on to the next game. It was Steven in Mount Passmore coming into this one at 1-3, taking on Stretch and Walker, our hardly knower, at 2-2.
And this was a doozy of a ball game. We had points again.
Points! Hey!
I'm here to just share all the matchups that had points. I get to talk about the four highest scores on the week.
Yeah, that's crazy, actually.
Man, Steven, look at that. You got T. Higgins rounding into form. 2 touchdowns in that high-scoring game against Baltimore. George Kittle finding the end zone. 20 points again from a tight end in this economy is just elite production.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How about the freaking Washington Commanders defense?
From out of nowhere.
Put up 14 points.
I mean, that's
no longer on the roster.
Start your defenses against Deshaun Watson, boys and girls.
It's the way to go.
That guy sucks.
Chase Brown looking electric out of the backfield for the Bengals. Got him 16 points. I mean, looks good. 131.9 points for Steven. And Stretch on the other side. This is one of those weeks where he puts up like 62.
You'd think so.
Potentially. And loses to a bad team? Nope. You've got a different Stretch. You've got one where you got Kyler Murray with 25. Josh Jacobs finding the end zone with a nice little ding for the guarantee. James Conner, 14 points. Mike Evans, 2 early touchdowns on Thursday night, 23 points. And then how about Garrett Wilson?
23 targets, Garrett Wilson? Is that who you're talking about?
Oh, my gosh.
23 targets for only 29 points. Kind of sucks, but more than enough to get the job done. Stretch ends this one 148 to 131 to move to 3-2, trying to tread water there. But man, like, my biggest takeaway from this one is like Garrett Wilson without 23 targets has just been, I don't know. Jets look weird. They just fired their coach. They got a new offensive coordinator. What do you guys think? Can he turn it around specifically and be a top 15 receiver rest of season?
I still think he can. I think he's got the talent. I think he's obviously the best receiver on that team. And I think 23 targets shows you that. I mean, a coach can't force 23 targets. That's Aaron Rodgers looking his way. So I think the mind meld will eventually improve.
Yeah, and you also got to think about some of the matchups that Garrett Wilson has had this year. I mean, has gone up against some brutal cornerback matchups.
Pat Surtain, baby.
Pat Surtain, Legarius Sneed.
Yeah,
I mean, that's fair. Those are the elites of the elite, and they're shutting down not just Garrett Wilson. They're shutting down everybody.
It's true.
Yeah, and I forgot my last one-liner is actually Cortland Sutton found his way into Stretch's starting lineup, and he still put up this number. Gross.
Cortland Sutton is Mr. I forgot you existed. Like, he's the name.
I read that name and I was like, wait, what?
Like, on NFL Red Zone, Scott Hansen's like, Cortland Sutton. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot the Broncos have receivers. Like, that's crazy. I will say, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Mr. Darnell Mooney on Stretch's bench. 9 catches, 16 targets, 105 and 2. Very good. See, that's how you make the most of 23 targets, Garrett Wilson. Just look at Darnell Mooney.
Yeah.
Gosh. All right. Well, Stretch is victorious there, moves to 3-2. Steven falls to 1-4. Very impressive performance, though, for Mount Passmore. We'll move on to the last game. It was your matchup to watch, which means it is your game of the week.
And in this game of a week, the game was a back and forth affair to the very end. Even with Aaron Jones going down, even with Najee being Najee, and even with Ertz only getting 3 points, Joe Flacco saves the day.
I can't believe it.
Colt, go Colts. A last minute addition to win it. Fellas, I saw a video swirling around the internet that made me laugh so hard today. It was a guy enacting in 2013 when he was on the waivers. Ah, who should I pick up? He's naming all these guys are Joe Flacco. And then 2024. Who should I pick up? Joe Flacco.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a long time.
He's been doing it well for a very long time. Can confirm, fellas, Ja'Marr Chase eats Ravens. He just, every time he plays them, I expect at least 30. Tim, do you back me up on that?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's real good. CeeDee Lamb, we all know how good he is, but he's just been meh so far. We're really looking for that explosive game from him. Hopefully, he will turn it on sooner rather than later. Godwin and Mason finally coming down from their highs a little bit. They came back to life some. They were riding a lot of highs into the week, but you know, showed more maybe floor games than we've maybe seen. Switching gears to Chris.
Are we done yet? Are we done with this review yet?
Swift and Cook showing up, baby. But Kincaid. Oof. Pickens.
Yeah, I hate that man.
Oof. Just two of a few guys in your lineup that just didn't show up. Kamara and Kyren. They had floor games. They were solid. But you expect more from them. But hey, Chris, on the bright side, Team Fairlife had a good game, people. He had almost 15 points, which is good for him.
Yeah, Josh Allen. Or no, Michael Pittman, sorry.
But unfortunately for you, Chris, and Team Fairlife, not enough. The DJ Moore decision will haunt you going forward. Tim spoils Chris's undefeated bout that he was trying to go for the first time ever in this league. Final score of 129 to 118.
Go ahead, Tim. Say your piece. Go ahead.
You know, I didn't think I had a shot going into this one. You heard us on the pod last week. And as I'm like watching Deshaun Watson be in my starting lineup for 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm just like, man, I don't know if I can do that. And then I'm just like, at the same time, watching Anthony Richardson practice reports where Flacco's taking first team reps, AR is mostly watching, feels like he's going to sit out. So I'm like, you know what? Nobody's going to pick him up. We're going to roll out Joe Flacco against the undefeated Chris and Team Fairlife.
I mean, not only was it more points, but it was better vibes, too.
Mm-hmm. Do it for the vibes. Absolutely better, you know? Vibes. Yeah. Have to do it. And then, like, when the waivers ran and I saw two claims for Joe Flacco, I about had a heart attack. Because Steven, out of nowhere, also put in a $0.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, man. And I was like, had I lost that, obviously I would have lost the game to you.
Yeah.
So shout out waiver priority and shout out Joe Flacco. I'm sorry I had to dump you to the waivers after 1 week, but here we are.
Go Colts.
Yeah, I mean, those were the pivotal decisions, right? Joe Flacco over Deshaun Watson and George Pickens over DJ Moore. And that's fantasy football, ladies and gentlemen. So I fall to 4-1, unfortunately, no longer on top of the mountain. Tim annoyingly climbs to the top of the mountain alongside of me at 4-1 as well. The only two guys in the league at 4-1 because Aaron somehow beat Hayden. Somehow.
Let's go.
Don't want to revisit that. That was your week 5 review, ladies and gentlemen. It was a fun one. I will say, like, mine and Tim's game came down to Monday Night Football, too. I think I was 16 points down and had Kamara and the Chiefs. I tried my best to get into Tim's head. I kept texting him, like, highlight videos of Kamara, pictures of Kamara. I texted Emily a picture of Kamara. She was like, what is this? I was like, just don't worry about it. She's trying to get in her head.
No idea.
I love that.
Getting in the family's head, you know? Yeah. So,
hey, do what you got to do for the vibes.
I know.
A little karma there.
I know. I shouldn't have done that. All right. You guys want to go make some money?
Let's do it.
The This League Guarantee. Oh, yeah.
Saw y'all that.
All right. Last week, DeAndre Swift, over 50 rushing yards against the Panthers.
Hit.
Where's my button board? I'm already cranky. Don't get me started with this. Josh Jacobs, the first touchdown of the year for him. Anytime touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Hill got 8 yards in the air.
Boo, you stink!
In a game that had a total of what, like 80 points? 75 points, something stupid? Like, that's like Justice Hill territory. 25 receiving yards. I can't believe that didn't hit. I suck. You guys are good. All right, I get it. Whatever. But what if I told you we have one of the most spicy This League guarantees we've ever had, man?
Literally, put your mortgage on it.
I love the logic, and it's spicy. What a great combo on this week. We have 3 bets for you to parlay, player props that we guarantee will hit. Last week didn't count because why the hell am I betting on Justice Hill? That was dumb. I don't know why you guys didn't tell me that was dumb. Never bet on Justice Hill or any like third string running back, second string running back, what do you want to do? So we will get into it. Aaron, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, absolutely. So DeAndre Swift, 50 plus rushing yards. I called my shot last week and thought he could hit it in the first half. He certainly did. We're running it back, baby.
Playing with fire, man.
We are playing with fire. I'm trusting DeAndre Swift again.
Need to clip that. Trusting DeAndre Swift.
60-plus rushing yards in this one at odds of plus 125 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Had a really grueling game against the Colts. I think they come out pretty flat. And I think DeAndre Swift, maybe not the first half, but he'll get it by the third quarter.
In London. Playing in London. The Jaguars and the Bears. Have you guys heard those commercials for the London games? They actually have a guy with a London an English accent.
I haven't. Are they playing at Tottenham?
I don't know. Nothing good comes out of that stadium. That's soccer.
Fair. That's fair.
Especially.
Yeah. Screw the Hotspurs.
Screw Tottenham, baby. Up the Chels. All right. DeAndre Swift plus 60 rushing yards. Over to Tim. Who we got this week?
You know, we are sitting over here with the anytime touchdown.
Yeah, the king.
Guru. And it's you know, one, I'm sad to report a little bit because I just sent the man away. A.J. Brown, anytime touchdown. He's going to score against me this week. Back after 4 weeks off of a hamstring injury, the Eagles offense has looked putrid outside of Saquon Barkley. You got A.J. Brown coming back. You should have Devonta Smith coming back from his concussion in the same week. I look for Hurts to target A.J. Brown a lot in this game. I wouldn't be shocked if it's a two-touchdown week. And the last note, Browns D isn't the Browns D of old. They're a little banged up. They're allowing points, unlike you might think you remember from the past few years.
Yeah, I think they're like right middle of the road when it comes to defense for the Browns this year. So I like that call. I will line up here. I am going Mr. Jaden Daniels over 280. Did the line move?
82.5
combined yards against the Baltimore Ravens. And guys, here's the thing. Ravens have a league best rushing defense. I get it. You can't run against them. So you're like, Chris, why the heck are you going Jaden Daniels here? It's because they have the second worst passing defense. Shout out Jamar Chase for that, probably, on the stats there. But yeah, Ravens have league best rushing defense and the second worst passing defense in football. I am also hyped for this game. I like to pick games that I think are going to be exciting and that you can watch and you can track. I think it's going to be Lamar versus Jaden Daniels all over the place. Jaden Daniels has also hit this line the past two out of the three games. And last week he had 320 combined yards against the Cleveland Browns, who, as we mentioned, may not be the defense of old. But still, whenever you have a team that's putting up 10 points a game like the Browns do, their defense is going to drag you into a slugfest because they know that they have to. And this man in Washington still put up 320 combined yards against them last week. So I think 282 against the Ravens and what I expect to be another high-scoring game, we can make that happen. Jaden Daniels over 282 combined yards against Baltimore is my leg. So that is your This League guarantee for this week. We have Aaron and putting his trust in DeAndre Swift, plus 60 rushing yards against the Jags, A.J. Brown, anytime touchdown scorer against the Browns, and Jaden Daniels, over 282 combined yards against the Baltimore Ravens. Parlay those threes, those get you to plus 909.
That's juicy.
Yo, we like that. $50 wins you $505, baby. Go take your significant other on a nice dinner with that one.
A little steak dinner.
Or put your mortgage on it and go buy you a house.
Yeah.
Come on. No risk, no reward, baby. Risk it for the biscuit. So that is your This League guarantee for this week. Go ahead and place that parlay because we guarantee it. The segment I'm probably most excited for this week, the power rankings. Tim, you got them lined up.
Yes, sir. We got some power rankings for you.
All right, let's go.
Broncos country. Let's ride.
You know the drill. We're doing every other power ranking, every other week.
Let's go,
power
let's go.
Ranking this year. Last time we left you was after week three, and now we are post week five. Quite a bit of movement, quite a bit of wins, losses, and trades happening since then.
Here we go.
Let's get into it. Number 10. Gonna stay the same, 0-5, and Jigba's in Paris.
All right, all right.
That's fair.
Shout out
to him. Time to reset.
You got JK.
Time to start playing for
he's
the future.
He's got JK, baby.
Yeah. At number 9, also remaining the same from week 3, Mount Passmore puts up some points, but also 1-4. Then we have a tie at number 7 somehow. Sun God Squad.
Wow. Falling out of
that top 6 for the first time in
ever.
Sure. Ever?
Yeah, probably ever.
Tied at number 7 with somebody who may and ought to be higher than 7.
Breeze Lightning.
The Red Rocket.
People, what are we doing? What are we doing?
One spot.
Did Zach finally get in your guys' heads? Did he finally get in your heads?
You gotta ask Aaron on that one, because I have Red Rocket 1 above him. I said it earlier. I was about ready to do some reckless stuff with the power rankings. Had Nico Collins not gone on IR, I was ready to put Clayton 3.
Dang! Wow.
I was ready to put a 1-3 team at 3 overall, but then he takes the L, and Nico hits the IR. Wow. I have him at 6 right now, but that was my move. I was ready to get reckless with Clayton's team and move him way up there.
All right.
So, a little bit of a shocker there. Some movements tied at number 7. At number 6, up a spot, getting a nice win who you win type of week.
Mm-hmm.
You got Breeze Lightning staying, up 1 to 0.6. Number 5, also up just a single spot, Team Uninspired Youth.
He's up 1 from 2 weeks ago.
Up 1 from 2 weeks ago. The guys were down on him. And he was injured. Now he's made a move, got a win. I think he's sitting second place in Chipotle at 3-2.
Mm-hmm.
Number 4, down a spot, just 1, should be more, just down 1, to Infinity and Bijan.
I agree, he should be down lower. He had a horrible week. Horrible week.
And we've talked about it. We talked about Mahomes. We talked about the who's the best B. Robinson running back in the NFL. Two is injured.
Yeah.
Down the spot, hanging in there at 4.
ETN about to get overtaken.
Maybe.
Dang. Number 3, up a spot. Respect on this man's name. We can't let him forget it. Walker, hardly nowhere.
It's unfortunately where he belongs.
Gotta remain up there. He puts up points when he needs it, and he gets dubs. There's a change at the top of the power rankings.
Ooh, as there should be. Wow. Head to head.
Down 1, Team Fairlife. Chris over there. Went from 4-0 atop the power rankings. Loses one game and everybody puts him down.
I still had him myself down. I still had him number 1.
Man. Nah, I put you down 2.
Head to head, man.
I'm number 1. I'm taking the power rankings number 1 this week. Close but no Jamar. Up 1. Chris, we're doing the dance. We're going to do the dance all year long.
You think so?
I think so.
I will say one thing we said before our matchup was, like, when both our teams get healthy. Now, granted, you had Pacheco then and A.J. Brown, and now, you know, that's the crap. But, you know, if I get healthy, man, that's when we're going to turn it on, baby.
You two are in a tier by yourself, I would say.
Okay. Breeze Lightning. Is that the biggest one? Well, no. Okay, the Red Rocket. Yeah, Aaron, why do you hate the Red Rocket?
Yeah,
you have yourself over him right now. Which, I mean, no, I didn't. I had no. I'm sorry. Yeah, I had him over you.
You guys both.
I respected the record. It's 1-4.
Okay,
that's
okay. I think
it's tough for me to put a guy super high.
Oh, I remember. I was going between you two, and Nico swung it for me. The fact Nico went on IR, I was like,
that was also a fact.
I'll give Aaron the benefit of the doubt.
And his running backs, man.
Yeah, they're bad.
They just suck.
They're really bad.
If he doesn't have the star power, he could. You could trade him for me. Give me a third. A guy I just picked up off waivers. Actually, I would take like 10 fab.
10 fab for Jeremy Nichols.
But no, if
you heard it here, Clayton.
My argument is I think Clayton's on the rise. definitely the next time we do power rankings, he's going to be ahead of me. I can tell you that after the trade I just did. But if his guys don't hit superstar level, the guys that he has, like his receivers, like Brian Thomas, Jaden Reed, the running backs are just not going to do it, man. They will be an Achilles heel every week.
That's fair. That's fair. And I think the other major differences we had looking at him, Tim and I both had Hayden at 5. You're still believing in Hayden at 3, I noticed. Overstretch.
I reviewed it. I still kept him there because I do just believe in that move he just made with Justin Fields.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. Because, I mean, like, if he had Justin Fields, he wins.
Yeah.
You know, he beats you in that horrible game.
He's what? He'd be 4-1. So.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
This is fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, this, I mean, like you said, Clayton's on the rise. Aaron's on the fall. Zach's just kind of hanging out. I don't really know what to think of Zach's team right now. He's just hanging in the abyss. Like, I think he's the kind of guy that's going to be the sixth seed and get knocked out first round probably. But we'll see. We'll see. That was your power rankings after week 5. Tim, you want to run through them one more time real quick?
Yes, sir. We've got the basement dwellers in Jigba's in Paris and Mount Passmore. We've got the Riser, Red Rocket, and Faller Sun God squad tied at 7 right now, but, you know, we'll see. Number 6, we have Breeze Lightning. Number 5, Team Uninspired Youth. 4, Tua Infinity and Bijan. 3, Walker, Hardly Knower. 2, Team Fairlife. And 1, Close But No Jamar.
And there you have it, folks. A new number 1 for you at the top of the power rankings as we head into week 6. Are you gentlemen ready?
Oh, yeah.
Week 6 is here. We welcome back from byes the Detroit Lions, the LA Chargers, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Tennessee Titans. And we say goodbye, bye, bye, bye to the Miami Dolphins. Thank God. The Kansas City Chiefs, the LA Rams, and the Minnesota Vikings. And it is week 6, ladies and gentlemen. We know you've been waiting for it, and it is finally here. Welcome to the 2024 Qdoba Chipotle Classic, folks. We've made it. We have made it. In case you are unfamiliar, for the next 4 weeks, each matchup in this league will be cross-divisional. Ladies and gentlemen, Chipotle
spicy.
Taking on Qdoba every single week. In case you need a reminder from last year, the 2023 Qdoba Chipotle Classic, Chipotle came out on top 12-8, which I expected that number to be higher. I'll be honest, because last year you had a bad Steven, a bad Don. You had a pretty bad Clayton last week. So the fact that you guys pulled out 8, Tim, I was pretty impressed. So I do think it will be closer this year. You know, Aaron on the decline, not bad, but on the decline. Clayton arguably on the uprise. Zach's feisty, you know. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But yeah, so we will keep track of that as the weeks go, and we will keep you updated on the clash between Chipotle and Qdoba. And we will just dive right in here to the first matchup we are going to analyze, and it is between Aaron and the Sun God Squad and Tim and Close But No Jamar. That's right. The guys that just completed the trade. I will say, I have some notes here, but goodness gracious, they have to be thrown out of the window because we have new guys all over the place. So as it currently stands, I will say, we are in now the fourth quarter of the Niners-Seahawks. Jordan Mason has 9 points. I understood was knocked out of the game for a little bit. Came back in, and I think he is once again sidelined. So 9 points may be as much as you were getting from Jordan Mason. I felt this way before the trade happened, and I will say I still feel this way. I think this is where Aaron's luck ends after last week. He takes on my number 1 in the power rankings, and I still think is going to get beat, maybe not crushed as I thought before the trade, because, I mean, you traded away Tyreek, who was on bye, mm-hmm. but you also traded away somebody else.
Saquon.
Mostert's on bye.
Yeah. Saquon, that's who it was. Yeah. Saquon. So, but now you do get to throw A.J. Brown and Roma Dunze into your lineup, which knocks Alan Lazard out. That's what it was. So you got A.J. Brown, or excuse me, Roma Dunze in there now. And then I will say, I was going to say the bad thing for running back is that his entire core was in the This League Blue Medical Tent. But now you got that Saquon guy on your bench, and he's pretty dang good. And I will say, you haven't even plugged him into your lineup yet. So that is probably looking more like a... And Aaron doesn't have a defense yet, so you're probably looking at more of like a 67% chance of victory, if I had to guess. The only good thing for Tim with those injuries is that he doesn't really have any lineup decisions, especially with Zach Moss limping around. The only thing maybe is if his Singletary is out, you know, is it Tyrone Tracy time? Is it time to get the handcuff some runs? He looked really good last week.
Mm-hmm. He had some juice. He's nice. Electric.
Rookie? Yeah, I love me a rookie running back, man. And Tim might have hit gold there. And for Aaron, you know, Alan Lazard fit this bill real fast, but I will still say you have enough folks in here to get the ragtag group of Jags.
Yeah, dude.
That's what I'm calling them.
You Jags, see Ray Ray in my
J-A-G, spot? Just a guy. He has a lot of guys that are just guys in his lineup right now. We're rolling out Gus Edwards, Jeremy McNichols.
Yeah, baby.
Ray Ray McLeod, man. Yeah. What Let's studs go. Here, brother?
What could go wrong?
I know. And honestly, the worst part is when it comes to your lineup decisions, I mean, you could rock Trey Tucker. You could rock Alan Lazard. But it's not the let Russ microwave of old. That is for certain. And I mean, for Tim, I mean, you have the usual guys. Prime time, Chris Godwin, who has slowed down the past couple weeks, but is still the wide receiver 6 in fantasy football. Jamar Chase is on cloud 9. CeeDee Lamb, a very good antidote for improving a sick player, is playing the Detroit Lions. He gets that in the dome in Dallas. I think he's going to have a great game. And then, of course, overreliable, Najee Harris. When you're playing somebody like Aaron, he's probably going to get the 10 points to get it done for you. Yeah, so I would say roughly right now with Jordan Mason, kind of disappointing with 9 points on Thursday Night Football. I still go Tim here. I can't see my number one in the power rankings losing to Ray Ray McLeod. So I'm going Tim.
I'm taking me in this one. I think it's going to be closer than people think. Just the vibes are slightly off. And he's got A.J. Brown while I have Jalen Hurts. I've got CeeDee Lamb while he has Dak Prescott. A lot of QB wide receiver crossover there. And, you know, I didn't. Part of me was like, let's make this trade next week, but I didn't want to hold out one more week.
Yeah.
Because Tyreek's on bye, Mostert, I don't get to plug in. Just would have been nice to play with him week one, but I can be patient. I can wait one more week.
There you go. Aaron, who you got here?
Oh, I'm taking Tim. My team sucks.
My team's trash.
Yeah. Yeah. I honestly, like, I've never been in this position in our league before where it's like, I have nothing to lose here.
Yeah,
like, I'm not trying spoiler. I'm not trying to actively tank. I just know I'm going to be probably bottom four, like with this type of roster. But it's fun. Like, I'm just going to try. Like, if I win, it's like, yeah. If I lose, I'm like, yeah,
whatever. I'm just out here having a good time.
Yeah,
that must be a freeing feeling.
It really is.
Like, you know how I'm like down on my life right now because I lost a game of fantasy football.
That's the contender life.
If you don't have anything to lose, it's like, whatever, man.
It's just vibes.
Right.
You guys one of these days we'll get there.
You guys want to go drink next Thursday? Maybe.
For real. Just, I don't care. I'm not even happening. All yeah. right. I will say that's probably one of the hardest previews I've ever had to do because you guys switched it up on me. Went in there just raw, man. Raw dog in that one. So that's 3 picks for Tim, though. So we fully expect Tim to move on to 5-1. So we move on to the next matchup. I love this matchup. I almost nominated this as the game of the week because you got two guys here that if either of them win, that could be like a propelling, right? Like with two guys that are kind of in the middle that we're still kind of feeling out of could be playoff contenders, maybe not. So I think this one could have future projections, maybe more than other games. And of course, I am talking about Zach and Breece Lightning coming into this one at 3-2, taking on Clayton and the Red Rocket at 1-4.
And man, at 1-4, trying to avoid the proverbial writing on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't want to do the siren.
Folks at home, reminding everybody, last year, you know, I started 1-5, rattled off 6-7, made the playoffs at 7-6. You're not out of it with a loss here at 1-5, but boy, do you have to decide if you're playing for this year. Mm-hmm. You got to start flipping some picks for players at that point. So very curious to see if there are any moves coming from Clayton this week. And if not, how confident are we, you know, rolling out your starting running backs of Bucky Irving and maybe Devin Singletary?
I think he was limited in practice so far this week. Get Kareem Hunt. I'm not even.
But a groin is just kind of like one of those lingering things. Tyrone Tracy looks so good that he's probably going to get his snaps eaten into either way.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, just right off the bat, we're starting off rough. We're chasing a Joe Burrow monster game, flipping, flopping these quarterbacks, Jordan Love and Joe Burrow every week. It's a question for me, the only lineup question, no Jordan Love, Jaden Reed stack against Arizona.
No, that's true.
The Giants defense isn't elite, but they're the no Browns. Ravens where they're going to go pass for 5 touchdowns and 400 yards. They got a decent pass rush in there. I would not anticipate a big blow up game for Burrow. That's my only lineup question on Clayton's side. Otherwise, it's laid out pretty nice. Only missing Ty Chandler, who's notable because Aaron Jones could be banged up for a week or two on by. And I'll one more real quick. James Cook didn't practice today, right?
Correct. Yeah, dealing with a toe. Suck it up, bro.
Yeah, come on, man.
God, if I wasn't coming off a loss, I'd probably be nicer. But I'm just like, suck it up and get out there.
Just put some ice on
it. Maybe a little Ray Davis action.
The bowling ball.
Ooh.
Maybe over Bucky against the Saints.
Why would you not give me Ray Davis or Kareem Hunt? That makes so much sense for you, Clayton. I'm just saying.
Seems like somebody has been talking over here.
I sure have been. He won't give me Ray Davis.
He might be starting him this week. He might be. On the other side of the ball, Zach. Man, Chris laid it out. You know, we think you're a playoff team, you're fringe. Breece Hall has just been a letdown of epic proportions this year. Do you guys know his RB rank, though?
I would guess running back 15.
Do 13.
13 is correct.
Oh, get out of here.
It's kind of shocking to me.
Your team sucks.
Let's go.
Let's go. Your team sucks.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You know, decent weeks 1, 2, and 3 for him, but since then has not looked good. Buffalo is a defense that you can get right against, so maybe he's going to have a nice blow-up game there. Mentioned it earlier, Wandale Robinson trying to play savior, trying to step up for Rashee Rice on this team. He should get 15 targets if Malik Nabers misses against my Bengals. He should easily be double digits. Also, a little shout-out, Javonte Williams showing a pulse the last couple weeks. He's showing some sign of life.
He's been better.
So when you get 16 points last week, 10 the week before. So, I mean, throwing him in there is not a gross play, but maybe a couple lineup decisions there. Josh Downs, right, if AR-15 is back, could you even play him? Colts fans weigh in here. Is there any shot you could play Josh Downs with AR-15, or is he an immediate bench without Flacco?
Immediate bench.
I wouldn't say he's an immediate bench with Pittman going on IR now.
True.
But I'd be starting just about anybody else on his roster. Like, everybody he has in his starting lineup on right now, I would play over Josh Downs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I like, okay, so Keon Coleman or Josh Downs. Keon Coleman against the Jets Monday night. I think Khalil Shakir might be back.
I think I'd go Josh Downs there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a tough one. Who you got there, Tim?
I would do Downs. Okay. I was looking it up. Khalil Shakir has not practiced this week, so I would say doubtful.
See, then I might roll Coleman there.
You think Coleman?
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like he's kind of a you know, am I going to get a 50-yard touchdown or nothing?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, Josh Downs, you might end up with 3 for 30.
It's fair.
So,
yeah, my last note, wrapping up talk here for Zach. Deontay Johnson limited two practices with a groin injury. He's been fighting that for 2 or 3 weeks now. Likely going to play, but if not, you're looking down the line. Maybe you're playing Downs regardless. And the name that caught my eye, Josh Palmer.
No.
If you were to go back to like preseason pods, I'm sure I talked up Josh Palmer.
I'm sure you did.
As a top 24 guy, at least. I was so high on him becoming the number one in for the Chargers. And dude has just been a massive disappointment. Would have been my biggest miss on the year for sure.
And the funny thing is, he still might be the number one on the Chargers. Because I couldn't tell you who the number one is right now. That passing game is so inept.
Changes every week. So
right.
In this 50-50 dogfight for a potential playoff positioning down the road.
It's a 50-50.
You got Clayton leading with a 51% chance of victory.
50.
And I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna hop on that horse and I'm gonna say Clayton figures it out and avoids falling to 1-5.
I mean, who you got here, Aaron? Who you going with?
Clayton, baby.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't. We do have the double-decker tight end stacker.
Tight end stacker.
Trey McBride, Brock Bowers getting rolled out for Clayton.
I like it. I like it.
I don't know how I missed that. I'm sorry.
It's all good. Man, Kate Otten's so nasty. I'm going to go Zach. I'm rolling Zach. Try to get one up on the pick-ems in a 50-50 matchup. I'll do it. I'll roll Zach. I'm going to do it. So you have 2 for Clayton, 1 for Zach. Nobody in action on Thursday night there. So that is as 50-50 as you could get, just about. So we will move on to the next matchup. It is Don. We're on Windwatch. Still on Windwatch. Don and Njigba's in Paris coming to this one at 0-5. Taking on Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth at 3-2.
And Don is looking for his first win of the season.
Come on, Don!
Got him in at the QB position. He's off to a decent start. Brock Purdy looking pretty nice against the Seahawks on the road. But his flexes are disappointing a bit. Ayuk to this point, not doing a whole lot. Smith and Jigba, not doing a whole lot. It's going to really ride on Chris Olave getting his head out of his you-know-what and showing up and being at least a high-end RB or wide receiver 2. I mean, is that too much to ask these days?
That's what you have to ask for now.
Yeah. And Terry McLaurin, I think, also has to show up in a prime spot where that game, you would think, would have a lot of points involved given how bad both pass defenses are. Tyler Kraft has a questionable tag. I think he should be fine.
Tucker Kraft,
yeah. Sorry. Yeah. He should be fine. I think he has the potential for another big game. The one thing I'm intrigued with, Don, J.K. Dobbins, not a great matchup at Denver, but with the bye week and getting extra rest, maybe there's some juju he can get there. We'll see. But not looking super great on his end. On Anthony's side, you love Lamar Jackson against Washington.
Yeah, that game's going to be so fun.
That's going to be great. We heard Chris talking about it. Chuba Hubbard looking pretty good as a short-term relief until Jonathan Brooks gets back. Zay Flowers, that stack this week especially, looking real juicy. Stephon Diggs at New England. I want to ask you guys, do you think that that is a bit concerning given how New England has operated in the past? Stephon Diggs is presumably the wide receiver 1. Is he going to kind of be taken out of the game?
I think if I was ranking wide receivers for this week, he would still be top 15 for me. Mm. You're number 1 in a dynamic offense. I don't know if we consider the Houston Texans offense to be matchup proof. Like, I do think they're susceptible to, you know, being dragged down by those rough, tough defenses like the Patriots. But You know, you're the number one target right now. I would say undisputed number one target. Like, maybe Tank Dell comes out. Please, Tank Dell, come out, or I'm going to Kermit the Frog gif. No, I would still have him top 15 if I was ranking wide receivers. I'm not too worried.
I think I'd agree. I think he moves around enough that it'll be tough for Gonzalez to just shut him down. I think he'll have to he'll get his targets, at least maybe the yardage and the touchdowns. Upside isn't there against a tough defense, but he'll get his targets for sure.
Yeah. Noah Fant in the tight end spot, not looking so great on Anthony's side. Pretty
that's so nasty.
Pretty gross stat line, but honestly,
that's
for
the best you could do
for a tight end. I mean, again, we've been saying it in this economy. I mean, that's probably average. So,
yeah,
not the worst you can do. Trust me, Mark Andrews has given me donuts in multiple weeks. So, Cooper, don't love it on the road. Stevenson, banged up. He's been inconsistent. Joe Mixon, you love getting him back. I mean, if he could play, that's kind of a game changer.
He came back from practice today and was very limited.
Yeah.
You don't usually see the very adjective on there, but he was very, very limited.
So you might pivot to Sermon again for a second week, potentially?
Maybe. Taylor's not practicing, so that could be the move.
Jefferson and Kelsey being on bye definitely makes this lineup less formidable, I will say. But even in a low-scoring affair, because I do think that these point totals are accurate, I don't even know if Don eclipses 100 points. I still like Anthony in this one, and I think he marches on to 4-2.
Yeah, I'm going to go Anthony as well. And guys, I'm just going to put this out there. I think Brandon Ayuk is not a clown. I don't know. I think he's just scammed people. I never got the point of Brandon Ayuk. Like, is he a good wide receiver? Yeah, but even in redraft, people were taking him like late second. I'm like, you're acting like this dude has finished like top 5 in his career, top 10 in his career. He hasn't done that. Like, yeah, sure, he's on like a solid, like the highest he's finished was top 15, and that was 2 years ago. So I'm like, I've never been a fan of his. And the fact that he's continues to be a bum, he's the wide receiver 37 right now and continuing not to do anything, makes me really happy. I just want to put that out there. I think he's a bum. Not a bum. I take that back. He's good at football. But for where the expectations of him and how much he was crying over the offseason, I never understood it. I really didn't. So I just want to take a quick victory lap. Hello, I'm here. But that's all.
I agree. I agree completely on that one.
Yeah, I never got the hype with him. I did.
I had him for 3 years. I think he finished wide receiver 33, 33, and 33. Like, dude was just mid, had one really good year, and then gets paid, and yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Tim, who you got in this matchup? But you had to go down that track.
If there were a week to call an upset here, it would be this one. But I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm taking Anthony here. I can't quite do it. After we all rode Don last week.
We did. We got burned.
We are 0 for 3. 0 for 3 yeah. When the three of us ride an underdog. Two on Clayton and one on Don. So we gotta work on that a little bit.
That's true. Not everybody rode Clayton, so he can't send the gif this week of America's pick. It's Clayton. All right. So that is 3 for Anthony. Don, we fully expect the win watch to continue after this week, and Anthony to hopefully climb to 4-2. To keep up in that fierce Chipotle division. We will move on to the next matchup. And, like, I'm getting the same vibes this week as I did with Tim last week, guys. And I ain't going to hold you, but I should be fine. It is your boy, Chris, and Team Fairlife coming to this one at 4-1, taking on Steven and Mount Passmore coming to this one at 1-4.
And sound the alarms.
Why?
Wow.
Why?
Time. Wow. Since week one of 2023, Chris is not starting one Josh Allen, the Stallion.
Wow.
He's riding the new hotness. Jaden Daniels at Baltimore.
I'm curious if you stick to that. I really am. I wonder.
Matchups. Matchups. Yeah.
Baltimore just got wrecked and reamed by the Bengals in the air. And Daniels, I mean, to his credit, he's done it. You know, he's consistent. He's quarterback 2 on the year. Whereas Josh Allen has given you 3 weeks of under 10 points.
Right now, Josh Allen.
Two? Yeah. So, but I mean, just that's the first thing to note there. Team Fairlife, your dudes, Michael Pittman, Josh Allen. Just
who not, am I? Who am I?
Not your dudes. Not your dudes anymore. All right. But in all seriousness, this matchup when you're going down here is a story of questionable tags.
Sure is. Our matchup looks gross with all those questionable tags. It's just everywhere. It's nasty.
Chris has three questionable tags. You've got James Cook, who's not practicing, so dare I say doubtful. Alvin Kamara with the questionable tag. He was limited on Thursday. He's older, so, you know, like, limited practices kind of
should be just fine.
The norm. And Malik Nabers, no practice Thursday. I don't think he's going to play.
Stop.
I don't think he's back. And then on bye, you have Kareem Hunt, the new hotness. You got Kyren Williams, who just touchdowns. You got Devon Achane, who got a concussion, so maybe a good week for him to be on bye. Don't look now. Cooper Kupp's return right around the corner.
He's coming.
Also out on bye. On Stephen's side of things, again, questionable tags with Justin Herbert, who's had a foot ankle thing all year. Jonathan Taylor and his ankle problems. I'm so glad I got out of that business. Chase Brown, his other running back in the lineup. He's got a thigh injury that he picked up in practice.
Yeah, he was added to the report this Thursday. What is happening?
That never bodes well for your team. And we touched on it. Shakir, questionable, has not practiced this week either. Might be a lot. The lineups might look way different.
They might, yeah.
Come Sunday than what we're talking right now. Steven also buys. Matt Stafford's on bye. Jordan Whittington's on bye. Jordan Addison's on bye. So we're just missing dudes, missing dogs, and we got questionable tags here.
This
so
matchup could get pretty nasty.
It could be. It's one of those where Chris is hoping to get a dub and Steven's trying to play spoiler. Let's talk about some of these options real quick. In what we might see. For Chris, I think the number one go-to is Calvin Ridley. We talked about it pre-show. Against the Colts defense, outside number one wide receivers just go off. So I think that would be a fine play. I don't think anybody could convince Chris to go back to the George Pickens well right now.
Screw
not after
guy.
This week.
Give me Tajay Spears. I don't even care.
So he might be, his answer might be anyone but.
Give me Eric so All. Really, Eric All.
Your pivot
I'm
options
still
are
mad
probably
for
just
that.
Right there. The Titans offense. Steven's side, I mean, if you want to talk about it, you could throw. God.
Yeah, that's tough.
Touchdown George Kittle.
Again?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, for your live update, 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. DK Metcalf with 7.9 points.
Ooh.
And George Kittle,
22.8.
Wow,
that puts Steven in it.
What are our current odds right now? Mine's not updating.
51-49.
Off to a great start.
You know, no, you know what? Mark. Jonathan Taylor's not going to play. Chase Brown's not going to play. Khalil Shakir's not going to play. So he's going to be rolling out Jaleel McLaughlin and Mike Williams against me, and I'm going to win.
He can say the same thing. James Cook's not going to play. Malik Nabers not going to play.
Oh, yeah? Well, I have Eric All.
This one could be...
This is going to get nasty.
And ugly, very fast. You know, I got to save it. Who are you guys picking in this one? I got to hear it from you.
I'm taking me. I think it's going to be gross, and it's going to cause me way more stress than needs to, but I'm going to pick me still.
This is a trap game, baby. I think Steven is going to win.
Yeah, pick him.
I am. I have him on the sheet.
Good.
I think Steven wins,
Steven,
man.
Too.
Yeah. Good. Good. Ride him, guys. That worked out so well. You know, maybe I should just pick Steven.
No.
We'll go 0-4.
That's not how it works.
Nope. You were locked in, sir.
Fine. I don't need this game. I don't need this league. I don't even care. I'm going to be in a good mood no matter what.
Yeah, sure you are.
If I lose to 1-4 Steven, that's fine. Everything's going to be cool. I'll be on the pod.
You put up 140 Man. Points last week.
Two-game skid? Are you going to be spiraling?
Jolly as ever next week. Next game. Game of the week. Tagged on this one, ladies and gentlemen. It is another matchup of two teams with winning records. We have Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan taking on Stretch and Walker. I hardly know her. Definitely the premier matchup of the Qdoba Chipotle clash first week. This game is really close, even before Thursday Night Football kicked off, which I will say both guys are performing maybe as you would expect. We are with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Kenneth Walker with 14 points. He's got a touchdown. Deebo Samuels with 20 points. He's got a touchdown. And that puts this matchup at 46% to 54% odds, according to Sleeper, in favor of Hayden right now. And I like this game. I said it's really close because if you just go through each position group, they're virtually the same, right? The running backs. You got Josh Jacobs and Kenneth Walker for Stretch taking on Travis Etienne and Bijan Robinson for Hayden. Hayden's got the names. He's got the sexy names, but we know Travis Etienne. What's Tanks Bigsby going to look like?
Yeah.
Bijan Robinson is the second best B. Robinson in football. We've been over that as well. And you see Kenneth Walker, who actually has top five when it comes to point fantasy points per game, and Josh Jacobs, who's got his first touchdown last week. So, like, that's pretty even to me. We go into the wide receivers. I do think you got to lean more Stretch here with Mike Evans and Garrett Wilson taking on Tank Dell and Deebo Samuel. Look out for Tank Dell. If there's any week to start him, it's the next four. Surely he kicks on a little bit and shows a sign of life in the Tank Dell that we know from last year. Even Dallas Goedert against Jake Ferguson in the tight end spots, they're the same vibe to me. Mm-hmm. They're like, in this economy, they're probably going to be both mid-tier tight end ones. And then the flexes is really where it gets interesting. Again, I think Hayden wins the name game here. He's rolling out Derrick Henry and Jahmyr Gibbs. And you're like, that's pretty tough to beat. While Stretch has David Montgomery and James Conner. But what if I told you that David Montgomery is only three spots below Jahmyr Gibbs when it comes to running backs on the year? And then when it comes to fantasy points per game, Derrick Henry is above James Conner. And I will say, when I made these notes, Kenneth Walker was in his flex, so I was going to say they're virtually the same. But again, that evens out pretty well there. So it's a really tight game, I think, on both accounts. So it really comes down to the quarterback, and even that is close for me. Go down another layer, Kyler Murray at Green Bay, Justin Fields at Las Vegas. I will say, when I made the notes, we had Andy Dalton in the lineup at that time. And so I gave the edge to Stretch. But now that we have Justin Fields at the Raiders, I think that's enough to swing it, honestly. It's so even across a lot of the board. But I do like 10 Stretch's lineup a little more. This is a really close one. I think it's worth the game of the week tag. I think I'm going to go Hayden, but I don't love it. I'm picking Hayden.
I'm going to rock Stretch on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think he's got some dudes, and yeah, he's going to get it done.
I'm going to go Hayden, just exactly as I said it out loud. Hayden?
This is a close game. 2-3-2 guys. This is one of those games where it's perfect. 4-2 sounds a lot better than 3-3. You know, I think...
And you like seeing these guys go head-to-head here and just show yourself a little bit, prove it a little bit.
Yeah. I would say they're both in kind of like that middling tier. You know, it's like, hey, who's gonna rise to the top of that next tier? You know, and I think this one could say it. God, there are so many questionable tags all over the place in the NFL. Like,
it's week six, baby.
Because I was about to say, I was like, hey, does Stretch have a conundrum on his hand with Devonta Smith? He's coming back against Cleveland. But I think that's a testament to Stretch's lineup that he probably doesn't get in over anybody that I mentioned. So really solid depth there. And then for Hayden, I mean, unless you want to ride the Dontavian Wicks lottery again, yeah, over Tank Dell. I mean, that's, well, I mean, Tank against New England or Dontavian Wicks against the Cardinals. Still no Christian Watson this week. Romeo Doubs might play.
I'd go Tank, I think.
Go Tank?
Yeah.
Tim, what about you?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Like I said, if it's not this week, then when? Kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that is two for Hayden, one for Stretch. Aaron out on the island here. Tagging
Stretch. Not the first time.
There we go. There we go. All right. And that was your week six preview. Ladies and gentlemen, the first round of the Qdoba Chipotle Classic should be a good one. And if Steven beats me, you will have a different host on the pod next week. So let's let's sign us out here. Nice. This league underscore pod. Reach out to us, connect with us, tell us what you think of the power rankings, the trades, that freaking trade that happened out of nowhere, just shocked my balls off. So I'm still going to have to be digesting that one whenever we sign off of here. If you are listening to us on Spotify or Apple Music or your favorite streaming platform, go ahead and give us a good rating there. 5 stars or however you do it on your podcast platform of choice. Leave a comment. Share us with your friends who love fantasy football like we do. And as always, bring the boom to that like button.
You got to bring the boom to the like button. That you can't do anything more to the like button than bring boom.
Or you can just click it.
Or you could just click it. As we just said, George Kittle scored another touchdown. So,
and dude, I was
good for George Kittle.
I was going to bring it up after, but I'll bring it up right now.
No. What?
DK did score like a 60-yard touchdown, but there was a penalty.
Oh. I hate this. Yeah. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here before I melt down on this podcast. I'm Chris, signing out. Love you guys.
Peace.
Go on, get.
Any advice? Mom's telling me I should think twice.